Battling Mosquitoes. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Alyssa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. The West Nile virus outbreak is due in part to an increase in mosquitoes. USDA's Rod Bain has the story.
And it's that time of year that high school football practice has been underway in the Lone Star State and all across the country. However, in Texas and some other states along the western half of the Gulf Coast and Mid-South region, concerns have been growing about a different type of opponent. Mosquitoes.
From what I understand, the recent outbreak has to do with the fact that we went through a very extreme drought period. And from there, we have actually, with our recent rain, these mosquitoes that have been, quote unquote, dormant, have been able to resurface.
And Janet Hurley of Texas AgriLife Extension says that is one reason why Texas is among those states that have seen a dramatic rise in cases of West Nile virus.
You know, the teachers are coming back, coaches, they've got students doing athletics in the mornings, athletics in the evening, and especially with Fridays being football Friday night.
That has led Texas schools to allow students to bring insect repellent from home for protection, leaving the repellent in the office for safekeeping. And there's other prevention measures being taken. Most importantly, the draining of all standing water, like in playground equipment or truck tires like those used in football practice.
If anything, from a pet dish to a potted plant, a Coke can. Most people don't realize how water will just stand. And unfortunately, the mosquitoes that breed this West Nile virus, they like it filthy. The dirtier, the better for them.
So part of the protection efforts against mosquitoes in schools include watching for divots in the playground area that can retain standing water, keeping an eye out for increased mosquito activity during dusk and dawn hours, and using the insect repellent. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And Tennessee has had 10 confirmed cases of West Nile virus in people this year, so make sure to protect yourself if you are out at dusk or dawn. Have a safe day and join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.